This is an announcement. All the people that are listening, you probably may be listening on the Stroud Low Cash Networks page. If you are, make sure you go subscribe to the Lando Calrissian Experience or Lando Cal Experience on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn, anywhere you get in your podcast apps, because we're going to be switching a lot of the Lando Calrissian episodes over there. So definitely check this out. Email us at LandoCalPod@gmail.com. Check us out on Facebook at the Lando Cal Experience and at Lando Cal Pod on Twitter as well. Just give us some shout outs, give us some feedback. So all this content from Lando Cal is, we're going to put up a few episodes more of different Lando Cal Experience episodes on the regular Stroud Low Cash Networks page. But if you are listening there, we're going to be converting a lot of things over to the straight up Lando Calrissian Experience page. So go over there, subscribe, rate us, review us on all those different places. Let's get our numbers up. We got a little movement going on here, and enjoy this show. Welcome to our real first episode of Game of Thrones. Raven, you are finally here.
I'm here.
Last week, we talked about Prince. I'll be putting up the episode tomorrow. So this episode and the Prince episode will be up tomorrow. So introduce everybody else again. My man Tyler to the left, Matt to the in front of me, and Raven, our only woman.
If only y'all could actually see the...
the way I'm pointing it.
It is important where we're all sitting. It helps you picture.
I know, that's why I want people to picture it. Like, okay, yeah, you know. You'd be surprised when people would be like, man, I'd be picturing y'all be doing, like, you know, y'all be like, no, we not.
And like one person be like hanging over the next person. I'm trying to get Teddy to laugh.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you have to do a video.
We're going to attach a video to it. I mean, We're still trying to find Wardell for all our listeners.
Wardell, where are you?
You got to work at Quick Trip too. That is a Quick Trip regional manager. I'm trying to bump you up to like a regional manager.
Okay.
Regional manager. I looked it up. I need to send you this PDF I found with all they list out all with all different levels of managers make at a Quick Trip.
How much is the regional?
Regional makes $185.
That's more than I make. Come on, Wardell.
$185 because he's regional. He's over. Obviously a region. But I'm like, 185.
Did you say 185?
185,000 for a regional manager for Quick Trip.
Should work at the gas station.
the whole thing started because regular managers make $60,000, close to $60,000 at Quick Trip.
Plus, what did you say?
Plus incidentals, benefits, and you get free gas. I'm just saying though.
You get free gas too?
No, I mean. If it's your girlfriend or your wife, you not gonna turn the pump on when she come to the gig to visit you?
You be selling that gas.
So Matt, you got other
busted for embezzling.
What's the rate for crude right now? I got it for 50 cents lower.
You gotta come by my house and everything.
I have an old pump from like a Sinclair and everything like right outside of the house.
Is that only a St. Louis thing, a Sinclair?
I don't know. It's like a Route 66 gas station.
Is that the one with the dinosaurs?
Yes.
Yeah, this one right by my house. There's two by my house.
Oh, it's Sinclair's? Like, hey, this is what you're putting in your car.
Sinclair.
This dinosaur is going right in your car.
All right, well, let's go ahead and get it started.
That sounds terrible.
All right, Raven, let's go ladies first. What are you kind of your, before we kind of dive in more details, your general thoughts on the first episode?
Oh, like most first episodes, new seasons, it's kind of started off slow. I was frankly bored.
Really?
Yeah, really? I was. Okay. I was. I mean, it had some interesting parts, some sneak peeks into what to expect for the season, but overall, I was a little bored. I wanted it to hit a little bit harder.
Okay. Matt?
I mean, the thing with Game of Thrones is you're like looking at like a whole circus worth of characters that you got to get off the ground. So, I mean, it kind of did what I expected it to do. I mean, I went back and watched the first episode of the season before, and it practically was the same thing, man. So, I mean, you know, they got to spread out, because you might not see some of those people for like another two or three episodes. So, you know, they've got them started off, and now they're going out to do their thing. So, I don't know. I mean, I liked it. I mean, I thought it set a lot of things in play to make me look forward for little threads and when they come back around. So, it was all right. Yeah.
Tyler? It's the only two book readers here.
Yeah. Speaking of which, is there like a policy on things I shouldn't talk about?
Oh, no. No policy. Everything is fair game now, especially since nothing on the show has to do with the book. So
yeah, we're past the book.
So there's no, you know, no spoiler or anything you need to say.
Okay. You know, I agree with Raven that it was kind of like a 60-minute previously on for the most part. What I thought was kind of interesting about it was Dorne was like, they almost kind of wiped the slate clean on that. They killed Dorne Martell, they killed his bodyguard, and they killed his kid. And it was almost kind of like they were like, we're done with this storyline, we're kind of tired of it, we're going to move someplace else with this. And I don't know if that's, I don't quite frankly remember 100% if that's entirely consistent with their books. Or
remember in the books, he's basically trying to set up a way for Daenerys to come through Dorne, and Aegon, the other kid they remember they found on the boat that Tyrion is with. They're trying to bring them in through Dorne to go take over Westeros.
That's right.
So that's why I'm confused as hell, because it's like that was a whole main plot line of like him trying to bring the Targaryens back in and using his area, you know, to people to come through, like basically all the boats, because basically Dorne is the closest thing to the east side. So I don't know what's going on now. Like,
yeah, they maybe decided to just go a different route with it.
That's what I think. I think the book's going to be totally different. It's going to be somewhere totally different with that whole plotline. I thought it was a cool, good episode, especially for a premiere episode. You came right in and you really kind of put it in a situation where you learned a lot of what was going on, but as well as you got some kind of redemption somewhat. You know, it felt like a little bit of redemption for Sansa, with, you know, taking out those guys and everything. Well, Brienne coming in and kicking ass and taking out everybody. And then, I mean, the Dorne thing, that was a thing. That made me more interested in Dorne, was the whole thing that happened. That was like, well, damn, I didn't care about Dorne the last season, but we here now? Because, well, I don't know who's going to run Dorne now.
It was coup d'etat, I think. I think she pretty much said, she was like, the people. I think she's going to snatch the throne. I mean,
how did she snatch the throne? Because basically she's like a...
Who's next in line? Nobody else knows.
But that's my thing, though, is that the whole idea is that she was like that she could not be his wife because she was in royalty. That's why the Sand Snakes are considered like, you know, some kind of offshoot shit that they're like, yeah, you cool, you know what I'm saying, but you never gonna be fully a part of this team.
Well, the thing that makes me curious about Dorne is it's like, you know, well, what now? I mean, like, it's so much like, how do they take it from here? Like, will they uprise? Like, the whole point of the show has been the quest for the crown.
Yeah.
Are they entering the fray for that now? Like, are they going to try to take Westeros?
I mean,
it's
going to be interesting because the Sand Snakes are on the boat that's on the way to King's Landing. When they killed Tristan, he was on a boat to King's Landing. So
I was a little confused by that.
Yeah, I had to rewatch it. I watched it a second time. They're on the boat. Remember when they were first leaving? Tristan kisses old girl, and then he leaves, and he's supposed to go with her. Remember, they were like, she was like, I want Tristan to come with me to King's Landing.
Yeah.
He was on another boat. He came back on, I guess, and maybe did some other stuff.
Separate boat.
It was a separate boat. When she died.
No. He went back on, maybe taught his moms or did whatever, and then, you know, then went back on and got another boat.
Because he clearly knew she was dead because he was painting the rock with the eye on it, which was...
No, he doesn't know she's dead.
See, I think he does. I think the rock was to... like to place on somebody's eyes to keep them closed, like they used to do with coins and that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. It seemed like he knew that she was dead.
Because he knew the sand snakes were on the boat, though. Like, when they came into his room, he's like, what the hell are you doing?
And he wasn't surprised.
Yeah, so that's why I was wondering, he doesn't know that he doesn't know.
And then he died, quite frankly, hilariously. Yeah. Because
Why would you turn your back on somebody, on two people trying to fight you, though?
With the spear, especially.
I would have took the spear fight and then let her try to strangle me with the thing, and I try to fight it off.
You was going to lose that one either way.
Or this stuff, like, well, damn, let's go heads up instead of turning your back to somebody you're fighting against.
Well, he underestimated them.
Get your face blown up.
But if he know anything about them chicks running around at Dorne, he should have knew they was about that life. I mean, it's not like he didn't know who they were.
No, it's a lack of respect thing.
Or like, I'm a prince, like, you ain't gonna do that to me.
Right. Dorne's kind of like Long Beach. Like, it looks dope, but like, it's going down like pretty much constantly. Like, it's like, it was like regularly, like, yo, it looks nice out here. Like, I remember the first time I went out there and I was like, yo, this is where they shot Training Day at? And then you like, you look a little closer and you're like, yeah, this is where they shot Training Day. Well, no, I'm just saying California in general. Yeah. California is like a beautiful place. Mm-hmm. But yo, it'd be going down like in broad daylight with like palm trees and stuff like that. Like, that's like, how is that happening? That's how I look at Dorne now. I'm just like, I wouldn't go to this place if you gave me all the money you got and all the treasure in Westeros. No, I'm not going there. Don't kill me while the sun is up. Don't kill me while it's looking all nice outside. I want to die in East St. Louis. I want to die in the clutch. I want to die like Batman parents. Like, I want to go out and you know it. Like,
have your wife's pearls stolen.
You can't retell the story like you died at like noon and it was nice outside. Like, you ruined the whole day. Like, no, that's Dorne, man. I don't want that.
At least there, though, they're only killing the nobles. Like, everywhere else, they slaughter the common people. And Dorne, you only have to worry about it if you're in charge of things.
It sounds like where, what was the girl's name? Natalie Dormer. What's her character's name? The one that's still locked up with the Grand Spirit. Yeah, that's like, it was beautiful there. And it was nothing but Margaery. Yeah, it was just pure treachery going on, though, at like 1 o'clock in the afternoon. Come on, man.
Over tea.
The thing I wonder about Dorne is, how did she get all them other guards to buy in to what she was trying to do?
Well, they didn't respect him as a...
And it's probably when Oberyn got killed, and he was like, well, you ain't gonna run up on, you know, King's Landing or do something? And he was like, I'm just sitting here. Because that was the whole thing that was gangster about him in the books, was that he kind of was patient and trying to move chess moves and trying to chill and trying to do things.
Yeah.
They went about their life throwing Dorne. They was like, you know, Oberyn was killed, your sister was killed, and then, you know.
Yeah. He didn't
do anything about it.
He was Tom Hagen, and she was Sonny. She was about that action.
That's a great example.
She was like, I'm not sitting around waiting. And she even drank the stuff and put the potion in her mouth last year, so she didn't die. Yeah. I was like, she's legit. I mean, she's cold.
They did a little more with the chess pieces in the books.
That's what I'm saying. It felt like that.
I feel like they maybe shorthanded him a little bit on the show. Because in the books, he's a pretty formidable character.
Yeah, he's pretty dope. And even his bodyguard is pretty dope, too.
Yeah, and his bodyguard's a badass. And he's, like, really the guy that's the patient ruler who's very clever. In the same way that Jaime's dad...
Tywin.
Yeah. In the same way that Tywin is, but it's kind of like a not in the exact right place at the right time kind of situation.
Tywin's about that action when it needs to be. Like, he's like, oh, we still gotta go to war.
Yeah.
You know, I'm just gonna figure out a way to go to war without necessarily having to go to war. Get someone else to do my dirty work, the Boltons or somebody like that.
Yeah, and they're not looking for, like, the patient leadership. They're looking...
I didn't know Dorne is about their life, so is Dorne just gonna start storming out there? Like, we finna ride?
I'm telling you, man.
You think he said it's Compton, huh?
They gonna have people riding around them little bikes in the little circle. Flapping little third world pigeons around. And stuff. Yeah. I'm telling you, man.
So then which one's more vicious, Dorne or Dothraki?
Oh, that's a good segue. Dothraki is... They crazier and crazier, man. Cause I forgot how crazy they were from before. Mm-hmm. I forgot how crazy they were.
How did they not know who she was, though?
A different clique.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems like they would have heard of her.
I think so. I mean, she had dragons.
Well, no.
She didn't have dragons then, though.
But eggs.
Yeah, but nobody believed in them until they saw them, though.
But this is one of my questions, though. This is one of my questions, though, even with the show and even period. Were most of his Then most of his Khaleesi or his tribe, half of them left her, right, at one point. And then other ones got killed off.
Yeah, maybe they all got killed because a lot of them bailed.
Yeah, a lot of them bailed when everything kind of fell off and they was all messed up when they were, what was the first place they were where they were, she was in that temple with the, when she was, with the, they had my dude in there from, I forgot my dude in there, man. The dude, he's in, he played in the Bible movie that had this series.
Oh, yeah. It's like
the huge
guy. Right?
Yeah, yeah. He was like, he's the one that was trying to act like he wanted, like, you can marry me and all that or whatever.
Yeah.
So, with, like.
We need a chart of names or something.
He was Dirty Mackin.
Yeah. Oh, he was Dirty Mackin real hard. His
Dirty Mac was so strong, I was, like, impressed. It was, like, one of the things so impressed me. I was like, hey, man, dude, if you want it, go get it, brother. Hey, don't let that come in your way.
So, that, I mean, like, you see how vicious they were. Now, comparatively, like, I think it almost made you kind of forget how they were because Kyle was kind of falling for the Khaleesi. He was like, oh, you know, she off limits. Like, the other Kyle, he like, I beast these chicks. Like, this is what I do. I got two wives. You trying to be the third? What's up?
It's like going to hang out with the Qs.
Oh, shit.
It's the Dothraki, dog.
Half of our audience is going to get that.
That's for all 50% of y'all.
I don't get it.
Yes, you do. You know, Raven.
I liked how they did kind of a comedic reintroduction. The whole argument they had, which was
like Monty Python.
Which was
like Monty Python.
Subtitles.
It is like Monty Python-ish.
About, yeah, whether it's like the best thing or one of the best five things. Yeah. And he finally is like, it's one of the best five things just to settle it and move on. was kind of fun because there's not a lot of humor in the show, really.
No.
Tyrion's the most humor.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I liked his... Similarly, I liked his, like, fake eating the baby scene.
Yeah.
Where she didn't understand what he wanted. That was pretty good, too.
Well, that was a running joke, too, because he said in last season, he was like, his Valyrian is no good.
Yeah.
And she was looking like, what? Like, no.
Yeah, hold that baby up.
Like, hold on, no. My life is bad enough. I'm sitting in a gutter with my baby.
I'm not selling you my kid.
I'm not letting you eat my child, too. No.
It would be funny when she's like, let me think about it.
If she just gave it to him, they would be the same size as him.
That's true.
You couldn't have eaten all that baby.
So how do y'all think that kind of storyline is going to kind of go, or how do y'all feel about, you know, Daenerys?
He seemed to give her the respect she deserved when he found out who she was.
No, I mean, he kind of was like, you got to get up out of here, though. We're going to send you this temple, and you need to get up out of these parts, too.
Mm-hmm. Well, hopefully Tyrion and the new Grayscale man.
You're talking about Davos. Davos. Yeah. Not Davos.
What's
his name? I can't remember his name. They changed the dude like 15 times now. The decent shows like it. It's not Davos. But one of my homeboys thinks... Dario. One of my homeboys think that he's the leader of the Harpy.
Really?
Yeah, man. He was like... So this is all over GroupMe because he lives in China and everything. And he's like, yo, I think Dario is the... He was like, because he's always just popping in and out. He had all this other drama. You know, he turned on his whole crew to be down with her. You know, and he's always
shows up at
and he's and he's never in the middle of the fight of when it's going down. You know,
yeah.
That would be an interesting twist.
That's interesting. I'm expecting the dragons to show up and for it to end very poorly for all the Dothraki.
Yeah.
But like, I think she's gonna need them though to roll with her into Westeros.
She might, and she's probably at some point gonna show up with a horde. It's probably not this particular group.
Oh, you think it's going to be another horde?
It's probably going to be some of them. She's probably going to get like a certain amount to defect, and then she'll get a certain amount from this other group.
Like a couple different combinations of different hordes.
She'll bring them together.
Yeah, but because they can't just release her, because what's the relevance of bringing them back on unless they're going to play a key role in her moving forward?
That's true. And I don't know if you guys saw this, but like, it's 6, and they're doing 7 and 8, and then it's over.
Yeah.
So it will probably finish before George R. R. Martin fucking finishes.
Oh no, no, man! I'm not waiting on this next book. I'm trying to get the bootleg copy. I've been finding random chapters here, and I'm just gonna compile the book from PDFs. Have the book.
I don't know, man. I'm glad that something's happening with her, because I feel like over the past few years, she's had like two or three like big scenes. It's like, oh, it's about to happen, and then nothing ever comes from it, you know?
Tomorrow in the East. Tomorrow in the East.
Yeah, I'm just, like, you know, she's been amassing all this power, and I guess that's a gradual thing. I mean, that shouldn't be something that just happens out of nowhere. But yo, it's gotten taken from her so easily, so many times. So, like, she's been on, and then like she's out, and I'm like, something needs to happen where she needs to get put behind the eight ball. So I hope they stretch this thing out as long as the year goes. At least half of the season should be her trying to get free. And then they need to figure out what to do, because I feel like there's going to be an uprising back where she was just ruling at. You know, so I mean, it's kind of like, you know, do something interesting with her. I'm tired of the only thing being interesting about her is, you know, the fact that she has these dragons in reserve. It's like holding a big Joker for 2 months. You know, it's like, do something with it.
Well, I honestly, I think that Varys and Tyrion are going to stay in Meereen. Mm-hmm. I think they're going to stay there and just like, Daenerys going, I'm going to move forward. Can y'all hold it down here? Y'all already been holding it down. Because they're going to be like, because Tyrion's going to be like, I don't want to go back to King's Landing. And Varys going to be like, I don't want to go back either. You know,
and we
just hold it down, because they're gonna basically learning how to run the city, and basically Tyrion gets to run his own little area, and he's like, "Well, shit, I'm not gonna go back to King's Landing. I don't want to mess with my brother and sister." You know,
I think he might end up as her hand though,
I think,
because
so
he's clearly the best politician.
Yeah, yeah, uh-huh. Yeah.
Like, he's the best at that game, mm-hmm. And he's really good at it.
Mm. Yeah.
So I could see
Sir Barristan was the one that should have been the one you would think, but. Shit, he's not even dead in the comics, though. He got, like, in my compound of PDFs, he's got POV chapters.
Yeah.
In the next book.
Yeah, and I think he does, too. I think there was just too many old guys.
You gotta get some young people on the show.
Like,
there's
just too many old guys.
Yeah, I think Tyrion is maturing. He's not want to just sit in Meereen. Like, I think he's beyond his days of sitting around being lazy fucking whores. I think he wants to do something.
Mm.
Tyrion ready to settle down and find the one.
I don't think he ever gonna have the one, though. I think he gonna just be about that life.
So he think he's gonna get back to, once he gets his business out the way, he gets back to slamming whores? No,
I think supposedly Shay's coming back.
Shut up. How's that?
I don't know.
How did she die?
I don't know. I saw her on a thing. Mm, and
people
there was
dying.
There's a whole theory about it.
Stay dead, and I've heard about Catherine possibly coming back.
Well, I mean, that's in the book.
I know that's in the book.
Yeah, yeah, but they, I don't think she's coming back. I think they're actually combining her storyline with Sansa's, like some of that revenge stuff that
she
did.
The red
I think it's going
in the book. Is she the red woman?
No. She's Lady Stoneheart.
That's it.
Yeah, like she don't even talk. She like talks through like she gotta hold her throat. Yeah, she gotta hold her throat to even talk, and it's like raspy and stuff.
She's like the creepiest part. Of
yeah, that. Super creepy. You don't want like I don't even know if people are ready for that, because she was supposed to be this likable, super likable character. I don't even think they're gonna even flip with that. Mm-hmm. So let's move to the north with the Boltons. Mm-hmm. So what do y'all think about the Bolton situation?
I think he's starting to realize his position isn't tenable anymore.
that it's going to be over soon?
I mean, like, he's really starting to, you know, there's some common things that happen when people get overtaken out there. And they start to kind of lose a grasp of, he won that war. I think he won that fight, and he feels like he won the war. You know, like when
I think the opposite. I think he's realized that Stannis didn't come with no heat. Mm-hmm. And he told him that flat out.
Him. He said, so you think that winning that is going to be what it means to take on an entire Lannister army?
Cause yeah, Lannisters come deep.
Because that was nothing compared to what you'll see from them. And they won that on like on the numbers game, but they can call on way more people, though. Like, way more. It'd be like trying to take out Julius Caesar. And that just flat didn't happen, you know? So, I mean, I don't know. But I think he's starting to realize in the same way that everybody that's been out in the north so far, you know, is like, man, we really ain't the rightful heirs to this. If we could have condensed our power a long time ago, maybe we could have took the south, but nobody up there is doing well at all right now, the way I see it, you know?
Yeah,
it's gonna be interesting, because it looks like they're kind of gonna be bringing the Iron Islands back into it.
Yeah, they cast Euron Greyjoy.
So I'm curious if they're gonna be bringing the two of them together, or if they're
Is a Bolton ally?
Yeah, they might bring them in as Bolton allies, or if they're gonna be against each other. And then I think the real threat for them is gonna be coming from the north.
It's fun to look at some of the White Walkers.
Yeah.
I honestly think it's going to be the Sansa storyline of Sansa basically trying to get like the Karstarks, all those side Starks families that are in the north to join up with her, and the Boltons trying to like grab people. Because remember, he was like, remember the Lord Boltons was telling Ramsay, like, hey, since you ain't got signs in, man, we got to figure out a way to get some of these Bolton, these Starks, on, these people in the North on the side, because they ain't messing with us if Sands are not here. Right. So I think that he's going to go out and try to be like, hey, be down with us and not. But Sands is going to be riding through just picking up different crews on our way around. And then that'd be interesting if the Iron, that makes sense if the Ironborn come and mess with him and try to hold down that fort area.
Yeah, I could see it, because it's like they're holding the relative west and then the far west, but then there's still like the east where like the Karstarks and all those guys.
Yeah, they sitting there, they're doing their own thing though. They're not even, they basically ruling on them on their own. And then I also thought about, does Sansa go holler at Littlefinger though? Like, I need to go holler at Littlefinger real quick first. Before we do anything, I need to go holler at him real quick.
I hope they hold him back. I hope they hold him back. I hope he just sits back and just in the Cheshire Cat that he truly
and
is.
And just reappears randomly.
And then at the right time, they just insert him back into the story. Because it's not really anything right now. There's nothing to scheme for him right now. Yeah. If you have Littlefinger around and there's nothing for him to manipulate, mm-hmm. I mean, there's no reason for him to be there, you know. He'd have as quick of a matinee as he did in, like, The Dark Knight. You know, he's in.
I think that's the way they can make Sansa gangster, though, if they show that her flipping something on Littlefinger. It'll make her stronger as a character.
Oh, I think without a doubt, Sansa's going to be the one that emerges from this season with more gangster.
That's what it feels like, though.
You're going to say her name with some respect before the end of this season.
Speak some respect to her name.
Yeah.
Have you seen the promo photos where she's got like the armor on?
Dressed up
like Brienne.
Yeah.
So has Theon Reek redeemed himself? Do we still hate him?
Man, he still need to kill himself. He ain't got no penis, man. Like for real. Like, at this point, man, like he need to die in battle.
You win the war. Everything is like good. We on, and then you like, we about to kick it tonight.
Yeah. And you just leave out the tent. Like, I'm just going to go have some wine and just chill.
I'm about to go sit on this tree.
No.
Yeah, he need to die in battle. Like, that would be my next thing, you know, like, the next big battle, I'm running out there and getting killed.
I think he will.
Yeah, he'll probably die saving Sansa.
He got to.
Yep. Or saving Brienne somehow with the whole
or thing. John or somebody like that. Like maybe it's
John who?
John.
He's dead.
Let's talk about how long we have to pretend that he's dead.
Even in the books, though, you knew he was going to be alive.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, fill me in on that.
Did this ever even happen? Yeah, it's the same.
It's exactly the same.
But it ends the book.
It's the end of the book.
Okay,
he's getting stabbed up.
You don't know what's going
on. No, this is it. Yeah, that's it.
We've been sitting on this for like three or four years.
Gotcha.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're just guessing. But like, but at the same time, it just doesn't make sense if he dies. From a narrative standpoint.
It seems like, based on the few spoilers I've read from the books, mm-hmm. and then the show itself.
There's no spoilers anymore.
So
for record,
much,
there's no spoilers
okay,
anymore from
okay,
the books.
It just seems like there's so much like leading up to Jon doing something.
I think that's why
it wouldn't make sense to kill him.
But you know what, though? It didn't make any sense for Ned to die either.
No, it did.
Yeah, it did make sense for Ned to die.
But
here's the difference for me.
It was a springboard.
It set the pace for everything.
The giveaway for me was Jon Snow, quote unquote, dying was the cliffhanger at the end of the book. Ned, you're like, well, maybe he didn't die. And then in the books, like a chapter later, his head's on a spike.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so it's very clear, like, this guy's fucking dead.
Yes.
Absolutely, without a doubt.
Yeah,
and
What's his name?
He's coming back in the next episode. Sean Bean's coming back in the next episode.
Oh, he is.
The tower. They're redoing the Tower of Joy.
Oh yeah.
So it was like a flashback.
Or I think it's Bran.
I think it's Bran
that's seeing something though, because Bran is supposed to be like, Bran is dropped off in the books too though.
I'm ready for him to come back.
He's gonna be gangster though, man. I think he's gonna be like real gangster.
The other brother's name Rickon is
with Rickon. You're never gonna see him again.
Because
he's so inconsequential, man.
Yeah, he just kind of is like the spirit.
Because in the book, he's like 6 years old.
Okay.
Like, he's so young.
He's not going to bring his kid back.
Yeah.
I mean, maybe at the end or something when they, like kicking it and something like, Rickon, no, damn, man, where you been at? I'm 35. Like damn. I got a wife and three kids.
He's going to be playing ancient wolf ears.
I'm 45.
He's going to be playing a bass in a band or something
like
that.
His dire wolf's going to be, like, 15 feet tall and stuff.
He's going to have, like, a cigarette hanging from the corner of his mouth. I don't want no parts of that shit. Y'all go home somewhere with all that. I got a good thing going here. I don't want to ruin it.
But go back. I guess going back to it, though, like, every other major character that died in the middle of a book. You know, and especially the ones that were extra shocking, so you could emphasize that they're dead.
The Red Wedding was in the middle of the book.
The fact that it was the first time in the books, everyone else I ever read in any of the books, I was like, this guy's dead. This is clearly dead. Mm-hmm. And this one, I got to the end, and it was the end of the book, and I'm thinking, this is a fake out.
Yeah.
This is clearly a fake out. Plus, he's in all the promo materials.
Yeah.
Literally all of them. They got
pictures of him in battle.
Yeah. Yeah. His hair is still curly. And he already said he doesn't like that hairdo. Why else would he be keeping it like that?
Yeah. The thing is, though, I wonder what the whole situation with Jon Snow, does Melisandre give her life up for him? For him to come back?
That's what's going to be interesting to me, is if she does it or if the White Walkers do it somehow. But he stays
good. See, it's the thing, though. We're getting some good book material, because there is a long story that the king of the White Walkers is actually a Night's Watchman. So there's a long-standing story. Yeah, he fell in love with a White Walker and became the king of everything like this. So that's a whole storyline there. And then you still got Jon Snow's uncle that they said they're gonna bring back.
Yeah.
That's the thing that I need to know, what happens with that. I need to know how that gets worked in.
Right. And isn't there a story about who his real mother is?
Oh, well, yeah. That's what we're going to find out in the Tower of Joy, supposedly. Because there's no spoilers no more, people. So I don't want nobody emailing. Like, well, you know it. Anyway, Tower of Joy scene is basically Rhaegar, which is Aegon V, his son. Basically, there was a tournament, and in the tournament, Rhaegar wins the tournament, and then you're supposed to give a rose to the woman that you kind of feeling the most. Keep in mind, Rhaegar is married. Mm-hmm. He gives it to the Stark's sister.
Catherine's sister?
Yep. No.
Ned's sister.
Ned's sister.
Who's supposed to be the most beautiful.
Right, and she's betrothed to Robert.
Was it? Okay. No.
Baratheon.
Was it Lysa?
Lysa. It is Lysa. No, Lysa is...
Lysa's the moon door. Yeah. She got thrown out.
Yeah, that's... Caitlyn. That's Caitlyn's sister.
Yeah, it was...
It's all crazy because, okay, Lysa was... not Lysa. Lysa was betrothed to Ned at first.
Okay. And then Catherine.
Catherine was betrothed to Ned's older brother, Bran. Brandon. That's how Bran got his name.
Oh yeah, Brandon the Builder.
Brandon the Builder. He got it from. Well, no, that's their grandfather. They're all named for him. Okay. But then, what was his brother's name? The one that got killed, and choked out by trying to save his father from the fire. That's the one that was betrothed to Caitlin. So yeah. Basically,
who is Caitlin?
Catherine. Shit, okay. I don't know why I'm saying Caitlin. Oh, Catherine. I'm sorry, Catherine. Yeah. So just to kind of bring it all together. So Rhaegar basically starts everything. All this we see happening is Rhaegar giving that rose to her. That starts everything, because people are like, well, damn, you got a wife. And then Robert's sitting there, man, like, you know that's my chick, right? Why are you giving her a rose, though? So they start kicking it.
Okay.
Then allegedly, you know, they having a child. Rhaegar runs off and kidnaps her. So, Brandon and Ned's father go to King's Landing and holler at Aegon Targaryen V. He's like, yo, what's up with our daughter, man? Your son then took her off and ran off. And they're like, he's like, fuck you.
Was that a mutual affection between them?
Yeah. But they didn't know that. She just left and Rhaegar came through and just snatched her up.
Yeah. I think John and Danny are end up together, but they're related though. But that's what the Targaryens do.
Though, right? They marry within their family.
Siblings.
Mm. Yeah,
I think he's in that family, because most honorable man in the kingdom just suddenly shows up with his bastard that he won't explain.
Yeah, right. Yeah, and then basically messed up the rest of his marriage.
Yeah,
because she wasn't feeling him the whole rest of the time he was married, and always treated John like shit.
Yeah.
You know, so basically Rhaegar runs off with her. They kicking it. They fucking. They doing whatever, though. Keep in mind, now, Aegon Targaryen, the king, the Mad King, as they called him, he kills Ned's brother and father.
Oh, wow. Okay.
You know, so the thing was, though, what was it? I think it is Brandon, though. He said, I want to try by fire. Because he was like, y'all coming in here running up here with all your people. I'm putting y'all for treason. He's like, I want a trial by fire. Or was his dad saying it? His dad said he wanted a trial by a trial. Oh no, he wanted a combative trial. And then Aegon said, well, my victor is fire. Like he's like, my champion is fire. So his dad just got burned to death. And Brandon is sitting there trying to save his dad, and he's choking himself on a ironclad, choking himself to death because he's reaching, and he's like, and it's so seductive because it's like, if Matt was right here and I'm right here, and you're getting burned by fire, and I can't do nothing, but I'm choking myself because I'm trying to reach out to grab you.
Okay. So he ended up killing himself.
Both of them, yeah. So they're both dead. So now Robert's pissed off. He took your girl. Ned's pissed off. You killed my dad and my brother. Everybody's going to war now. Keep in mind, Rhaegar and they still fucking and having good times over here, and all this stuff is going on. Everywhere, all this war is going on. Keep in mind, she has a baby, so it's a year of a war down there. They fucking and kicking it. They probably got some telegrams. They're like, oh, we'll be all right, man. We just gonna come out.
That's one of the things I really like about the stories, though, is they start like 15 years after it seems like everything happened.
Everything important
that happened. And then you just get like the repercussion.
It's like dropping yourself in 1980 and being black at like 15, like 20. But you had the civil rights movement, and you had like the civil rights movement 15 years before, and it just happened. So you know the effects of it and everything. But
everybody getting money because Reagan in office, so you don't care anymore.
And the crack epidemic started. So.
Right. Okay.
So even crazier though. So Rhaegar hears about the war and everything popping off. So he's like, man, I got to go back. You know, you're pregnant and stuff, though, so you can't do nothing. Girl, stay here. You know, be pregnant and barefoot and pregnant. You know, you stay here, post up. I got my boys here. I got all my guards and my best man. What is it? Alistair, right? With the sword. Dane.
Thorn?
Dane. Arthur Dane. We kept Arthur Dane, but he was one of the best warriors.
Knight of the Morning?
He was one of the best. He got basically the sword that... I know I'm going along, but I'm going to bring it back. Brienne's sword is built off of his sword. That big sword she's got... It's built off a part of his sword. So,
okay.
Arthur Dane is his name, to be exact.
Is it the Valyrian steel?
Yeah, Valyrian steel. It's not that many Valyrian steel swords. So, moving forward, Rhaegar's like, I gotta go see what's going on, man. I ain't got 15 telegrams. I can't stop answering the phone at this point. I gotta go see what's going on. So, he rides back in, pops his like.
Stop answering the phone.
Yeah, no, I'm trying to give it to related. We got some
bitch keeps texting me.
And I gotta go check on this. So he goes back. Dad's like, man, you gonna have to fight out here, man. You know. And he's like, all right, I guess we gotta fight. So he goes in the fight, fights Robert. Robert hits him with the big ass club, kills him. He never shows up. Ned is like, well, I know where she at. Robert's like, go do that. I'm gonna handle Rhaegar and them. So he goes there. Tower of Joy is what we gonna see, either this episode or the next episode. And basically, that's when he finds Jon Stark. Is a baby, and because suppose she dies during childbirth.
Jon Stark.
Do we know that?
Not Jon Snow.
Jon Snow.
Allegedly. So it's even allegedly. But the thing is crazy about the whole thing, there's only one other person that knows the truth besides Ned. And they've never shown this person. Period. It's the kids are the ones that went with Bran, right? Those are his kids. The two kids
that
were following with Rhaegar and Bran to go see the green sea, those are this guy's kids.
Okay.
But he was supposed to be real small. I don't know how he got out this battle. It was like 10 dudes and like one of the best warriors and like everybody in the whole Stark clan died, but Ned and this skinny dude.
Crawl between their legs, yo.
So basically, that's where we kind of add on the bigger kind of historical standpoint with
that's
it.
That's a good background.
Yeah.
Meanwhile, the Lannisters stood on the side and said, "Well, we'll step in."
No, at the last minute, though.
I offered my daughter forward.
Well, no, right, but the Lannisters came in on the back end, though, because the Lannisters owe a lot of paper to the banks.
Yeah.
They've owned paper for a long time, man. Yeah. Because they used to have the gold mines, but the gold mines end up being dried up.
Yeah, they've been kind of like... It's almost like they're just like running ahead of their creditors, and they've been doing it for like 30 years.
Yeah, yeah.
Probably because it'd go like...
It's because they got some on everybody.
They have a lot of dirt on people.
They threw their own hands into the dirt. So that, you know, it's like, hey, we gonna make sure that we keep heaping this on top of whatever y'all got.
Basically,
going on.
Tywin Lannister is the equivalent of the Jenner mom.
Kris Jenner.
Tywin Lannister is Caitlyn. I mean, not Caitlyn. Why am I saying Caitlyn Jenner? Kris Jenner. Mm-hmm. He basically like, well, you
Caitlyn
gonna marry them?
Show up this year.
But basically, he was like, yo, Robert, man, you're going to have to marry somebody. You know, old girl's dead. Why don't you marry my daughter for everything? You know, we the ones that came through and sat King's Landing while you was out fighting doing some other stuff, right?
Yeah,
and my son is the one that killed the Mad King.
Push the death down.
Yo,
the road
and she bad,
a little bit further.
Yeah.
And she's a younger model and she's bad.
And she's bad too. So it's like, dang, yeah, okay, let's do it. Let's bring everybody together and let's bring this union together. But lo and behold, she fucking her brother, you know. Which is some crazy.
It does
shit.
Tend to wreck things when you do.
Yo, well, can we talk about that for a second? Yeah, let's come back towards this, like, yeah, this season and then like the end of last season. That's been oddly accepted by everybody that knows.
It's not accepted. It's out there and it's being challenged.
No. It's been openly accepted by two people. Like the chick from Dorn was like, yo, we do that here. It's all good. No judgment zone. And I was like, no, I was like, hold on, bro.
No judgment
and
zone.
And then Marcella is like, yo, I've always known. Like, come on now.
I would be so mad.
Yo, this has been like in like two episodes, like two people.
I'm so lucky I'm not all messed up.
Outsider and the insider have been like, don't worry about it. We know they tripping, but hey, meanwhile, your sister's taking the worst walk of shame of all time for banging you. But it's cool, bro. I'm all right with it. Like, I'm like, this isn't okay. There's nothing okay about this. It's like, I don't believe in, I think the friend zone is ridiculous, but the sister-brother zone got to stand up. That's got to be a legitimate thing, because, yo, they could have all come out looking like Tyrion. You could have had a little, like, you know.
Well, I mean, that's what the reason,
but risk is clear.
But the thing is crazy is that that's why, you know, Joffrey was so crazy, though.
Yeah.
But, and then a part of me thinks that those other two kids aren't his kids, though, too. A part of me think that she was dipping out doing whatever because the only reason
might actually be Robert's.
No, I think there's some of the
all
random
his kids have black hair.
Yeah, exactly. Some other random dude that she was messing with.
It could
on
be
the
that cousin that she was banging on
the
side.
Yeah.
Which I love because it was so funny to me because like she couldn't sleep with her brother, so she got her cousin because that was like the next best thing she could find.
Well, I mean, they knew it was a family member, so she had to confess to something that went along with the rumors.
Yeah, she's clearly like into that.
Or maybe she doesn't trust nobody. Maybe she doesn't trust. But she doesn't. I don't think she doesn't trust anybody but family. Almost.
Yeah.
You think she? I mean, she was letting Robert hit.
Barely. This one. What they? Barely. This one.
What
they act
like. She wants to do when she wants to do it, and nothing's off limits to her.
Yeah. Yo, I just think that she looked at her brother, and he looks like Prince Charming, and she was like, "I can deal with this," and then just said, "All right, let's do it." Until he started singing on that couch.
Yeah. Yeah, he's got a spear.
You didn't have to wash Prince Charming's stump.
Yo, that's crazy too. Like I was thinking about Jamie's character when he was riding in on that boat when they were bringing the body back, and I was like, yo, Jamie has like become like
likable.
Yeah, like it's not even.
No, but I think they're flipping it though. I think they're flipping it though because they're acting like they're on the same team in the books. He was like, fuck you, I'm out.
But
I'm
like,
going to go to River Run and everything and chill out.
Like, he's been a couple times where he's been like, yo, I'm on my same thing. But then he comes coming back to his sister because it's his sister and it's his side chick. And that's just, I don't even ever want to say that.
Not
again.
Even side chick, he's basically a priest. Because he can't have a wife or have sex because he's the king's guard.
Yeah, that's true. So she's the ultimate side chick. He can't have kids or anything like that. So he's just partying with his sister.
Right, that's why.
Yo, there's so many levels of messed up to everything we're talking about right now.
What I think is interesting, I think they've done a good job on the show, but he did a better job in the books, was Jamie, like you meet this guy throwing a little kid out of a window.
Yeah.
Like you hate this guy.
Yeah,
you hate him more than anything.
Yeah.
And at present in the books, he's one of my favorite characters.
He's
entertaining, he's funny, he's really noble. Like he saved Brienne a bunch of times when he didn't have to. He's kind of come around to doing the right thing. And
I think
they're maybe showing that in the show too.
Oh,
they're just getting there in a little bit of a different way.
But why is he coming back to unless there's going to be something that happens where he does the say fuck you and I'm out.
I think that's coming. I think he's gonna at some point there's gonna be a split with
because basically somebody still needs to go back and run River Run. That was the reason he went back. It's like Pops is gone, Tyrion's gone. I'm gonna go back and run River Run.
He's gotta be in charge.
Is it going to be her death that
invokes. I don't think she's gonna die though. That's the thing.
I think she is. I heard the actress wasn't coming back.
Seriously?
Really?
Yeah.
No, but I think they could change. They could change the actress though too, because the thing that didn't happen in the book is that she's supposed to blow up and like let herself go, like on the other side of like all this tragedy and stuff.
Yeah.
They could bring in a completely different person and say, yes, seriously, yeah. Like she's at the bottom right now. Like she is at the pit of despair right now.
Well, she has the mountain to help bring her back.
Yeah, but like she's lost like all her kids. She just took.
She lost her kids and some pussy.
She has two. Because he's gone. She's got the one still.
No, but he lost her the pussy though. He lost the pussy. Yeah, he lost it because he's sitting outside the little jail like, Marjorie, ma'am.
He's
baby.
The king. He's the king and he's gone. I mean, he's like, why? It's like.
She married him off at the wrong time because he was just hitting puberty. Yeah. That was a problem. That was a poor tactical choice.
And she turned him all the way out. Like, he didn't know what to do with himself. Like, it was like an old thing that my dad used to say. Don't get in any river that's too deep for you too soon. And that's exactly what that brother did. And he is hurt. Like, he's not seeing anybody.
Right,
he's sitting up in the room, looking out the window, running his fingers.
He's down the window.
There ain't even no glass in it, but he's just running his fingers. Because he's gone. He's a lost cause.
He's a lost cause.
He's done. Nothing has slayed. Nothing has slayed throughout history. It's slayed more great men. Then even all right pussy. The pussy might not even be amazing, but it's all right enough for him because he don't know no better.
He don't know nothing better.
So everything and yay. Hey, the only person that's gotten over it semi successfully is Jon Snow.
He did because he murked out his own homegirl.
He did, and then he didn't even like go out on like a bender to try to get another one back.
He's like, I want to go try to.
Yo, that's the turning point of when I respected Jon Snow. I said, yo, he killed his only trap in the world. Like he doesn't have anybody else that he can go.
Like he had no backup plan.
He murked
her.
He's at a place full of guys. There's nobody else around.
And if our theory is correct, he's gonna end his life banging his half sister. Half cousin?
It's gonna be his cousin.
Cousin?
It's his cousin. Yeah, it's gonna be his cousin.
Yeah. So that was. But this is the thing, though.
In the books, this is more book knowledge. But the prophecy is that all three of them are riding on three dragons. So it's people saying Jon Snow, Daenerys, but then it's like who's the third one? That's why the other Aegon that was on the boat or Jon or whoever he is. Yeah. That's what he's saying supposed to be the third one, but they even brought him up.
Yeah.
So I don't even know.
They're kind of skipping that, which I understand. I mean, they're dealing with much more limited time.
Yeah.
But.
Tyrion? Could it be Tyrion, man? I think Tyrion just likes to bang chicks, though, man. He don't even really. He wanna kick it and bang chicks, man.
I don't have a little bit of paper and bang chicks. I just don't see him signing up for riding a dragon into battle. Like, he fought at the Blackwater.
Yeah.
Which was great. Yeah, he got wrecked. He had the great plan, though, because he's good at that part of it. But I think he wants to be the guy that puts the pieces
together. Like, Tyrion and Littlefinger got to be off to the side. And they're not frontline type guys like that.
Yeah. If they could team up, they'd be...
That'd be dope. Like, you supply the bitches, I'll supply you the gold.
I'm going to bring the paper.
You supply the chicks and the little scheming stuff you be doing. Mm-hmm. So... What do y'all think is like kind of going to be? I guess let's talk about Sansa a little bit. So, what do you think that, you know, like the art? No, not named Sansa. Let's go to Arya. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think Arya's going to be the one that's in the dumps this year. I think that this is going to be a process.
It's going to be the whole season. She's going to be blind.
I think she's going to be Daredevil by the end of the season.
I was going to say, she's really becoming Matt Murdock. She's going to get a lot of grades. She and Foggy are going to hang out, move to New York.
Yeah, she's going to have like an awesome red suit by the end of the year. It's going
to
be nice.
She just has to earn her place back, and I think she'll do it.
Yeah, I think that she's going to come back into, you know, regular Westeros and everything and kind of...
I don't know, man. That House of Many Faces thing, I'm not going to lie. That's been one of the main things I looked at in the story and was like, why is this happening? Like, I don't...
Yeah, I'm kind of done with it.
I don't get it. It doesn't make... I mean, I get it, but I'm just kind of like, this doesn't make a lot of sense unless Arya just emerges on, like, last level type, you know, she's about to be the warrior of the family type of thing, you know, because I just don't get the point of the whole thing. It's kind of weird to me, and I can't quite follow what's going on.
I think you might be right about that. I mean, the whole... Like, at the very start of it, you've got all the Stark kids together. Mm-hmm. And then the entire series has been about splitting them up, and they each go their own separate ways. And so I could really see all of them at the end coming back together. And she'll probably play some essential part in it. It's just...
if they,
and right now, it's kind of abstract and a little boring.
Yeah.
If they do, I mean, if it really ends up... I mean, I kind of look at the Starks like I look at the Skywalkers in Star Wars. Like, the whole thing kind of revolves around them in one way or another. If they all come back together, somebody this year got to find somebody else, though. It's time. Somebody's got to find somebody else. I know that Arya almost found Rob, and that didn't go to plan.
Yeah. That went poorly.
To say the least. and it was right there. Somebody's got to find somebody else. Somebody's got to find out that Jon got killed. I think that that's going to be what throws Sansa into action, is finding out about that.
Yeah.
That's what I think. And I think that that's going to, two of them, one way or another, are going to find out. And by the end of the year, they're going to meet up right there.
And Bran is coming back.
Yeah.
The thing that's pretty cool about him, and they haven't really shown on the series yet, but like, he goes to that three-eyed raven, and he kind of becomes a god.
Yeah, he's like, basically a god.
Like the old wood god. Like the woods that... like the old gods that they worship to, he gains like the ability to basically see through those at any point in time. Mm-hmm. So he already knows the end. Mm-hmm. He knows where things are going because he can see everything beforehand, and that's probably where that flashback
is. That's what I was wondering. He's just kind of building up things and learning about like his family history. Like, oh, damn.
Yeah.
John is not my brother. He's a Targaryen.
Yeah. Anything that's happened in front of one of those trees, he is able to see. No matter when it happened. And you can see it all at once.
Okay.
So he'd probably see the future, too, although they haven't really explored that.
No, they haven't. I think they are, though, this season, though, because they cast... what's the good actor? They recasted the man in the tree. It's a good actor. He's a good-ass actor, though, man. So I know they're going to give him a lot of time, though, because he's good, man.
Yeah, shoot. He's the super old Swedish guy.
Yep.
He's like 89.
Yeah, but he's a like, damn good actor,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, oh my God. He was in... he was in The Exorcist. Max von Sydow,
yep. Okay. Yeah, but even more crazier, though, is that there's a whole other plot that people are forgetting about with... John's homeboy, the fat guy, I can't remember his name.
Sam's
going back to the old town.
Hey, yeah. Sam might fool around and come back like Doctor Strange, though, this year.
Well, he's trying to be a man. He's studying to be.
He's a wizard, isn't he?
He's studying to be like a... No, he's more a scholar. He's trying to study to be a scholar.
He wants to become a maester.
Maester, which is like a scholar. It's like being like a... Knowing everything about all the history. It's basically being like a big historian.
Okay.
Yeah. And be able to know everything that happened where and be able to document basically... Maesters keep the whole timeline going across the board.
But I thought he had some powers too.
No, he just figured out. He was the first one that figured out that certain ice was able to kill White Walkers.
Got it.
The dragon glass.
Dragon glass. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Which is, I mean, it's basically like what is that? It's a real mineral.
Yeah.
Like whatever that is. And I can't remember. I'm blanking on the name right now.
Oh, I
can't. Sand glass. That's what it looks like to me.
No, it's. Anyway.
Well, the thing is crazy, though, is the maester that was there previously, he's a Targaryen. Mm-hmm. So it's like, Targaryens are everywhere, man. They like Jacksons.
Have you read have you read that prequel series at all?
Yeah, you're talking about Duck and Egg?
Yeah. Aegon the
Unlikely. Yeah, and he was pretty cool, though. He was pretty cool. And that was the whole thing. They always say that the Targaryens can't die by fire, but he died by fire because all of King's Landing got burned down at one point. Mm-hmm. Like, basically a big-ass house fire.
Yeah.
And he died in it.
And like the really old maester that died was his younger or older brother?
Older brother.
But he didn't want the throne, so he said...
Yep, he gave away. He didn't want to go after the throne. So he was like, I'm going to go pull on the black, for it won't be no beef. It's like, even I can even go away. Somebody always run up on me like, hey, man, you want to go get this paper and go, you know, you still have a right.
I'm down
so
to
he,
get this
he
paper.
So he put on the black because he wanted just to study, and he didn't want nobody fucking with him, so... He just is like, I'm going to put on the black, and I'm going to go down there and, you know, kind of do my thing. Because he was like, what, 120 or something?
Yeah, he was really old.
Yeah, he was super, super old, you know.
Well, so then going back to Sansa then, you know, what we were saying about that. I'd be interested to hear what everybody thought about just that scene.
I thought it was like another pump fake, and I was about to get real mad when I was like,
"You thought that she was gonna not let make a letter be like in service to her?"
Well, no, I thought that when he stopped and ran back out there, that like nobody was gonna show up. I was like, "I'm tired of her getting away and then getting pulled back to this castle." Like, I'm like, if this happens again, I'm checking.
I knew it was something. Like, I thought Theon was gonna die, or Reek or whatever, or he was gonna get captured and she was gonna be able to get away.
Yeah, that's what I thought was going to happen. Yeah. He was going to get captured. And
yeah. No way Sansa was going back.
Where is the storyline going? Because they could have gotten...
He got to die, man. He ain't got no dick. He got to die.
Yeah, like, I think that's legitimate.
And he's got to do it in a way where people remember his name, though. You know, you got to remember my name.
Yeah, but that's why I was asking. Has he retained on the dick list? Are we okay?
But he was... But the thing is, though, the reason
that they cut... That's a good question, because he did some shitty stuff.
Yeah, but the thing about Theon, the reason they cut his dick off, they really didn't talk about that in the show, is that he had a big dick. That was his pride and joy. Like, everybody knew that he had a big dick. You remember that?
He goes on and on about that.
Like, it's like a big deal. Like, he has a... Everyone knows he has a big... That's like his thing. Like, yo, like, I got a big dick. That was actually a football player. He's a legendary football player, Iowa State and everything. Anybody that went to school with me, they know who I'm talking about. He played for the Denver Broncos and the Jacksonville Jaguars. You do your Googles, you can figure out who it is. But I'm talking about other football players who's like, yo, this dude would just walk around naked. His dick was so big, he just walk around naked. And everybody was be like, yo, what the fuck? Like, and he would just do that. And then, like, it was a girl that I know... Hope she never listens. I'm not gonna say her name, but she was dating him. She was like, she stopped dating him because his dick was so big. Oh
my god, he was Theon.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So think about
it.
They cut his dick off. So that's the same thing with Theon, is that that was his pride and joy.
They
took
his identity.
That's the thing, is it's like as gross and as vicious as the show is, it doesn't even compare to the books. No, like, there's all kinds of like dog rape shit that goes on and all kinds of
Ramsay was having dogs rape women.
Ramsay might be the worst person on the show. And I'm even counting Joffrey.
Joffrey just thought what he was doing was the thing he was supposed to be doing as a king. Mm-hmm. He wasn't like sadistic. He thought like it was
really easy. I have never
practicing Ramsay. He could have been Ramsay.
No, I think Ramsay knows what he's doing is fucked up, but he likes it. I think Joffrey thinks that he's doing the right thing.
No,
like,
I never thought
king.
Joffrey thought he was doing the right thing.
I think Joffrey thinks he's doing the king thing.
I don't think he thought he was doing the right thing. I think he was doing what he thought he needed to do to gain respect.
Yeah. Ramsay likes it.
Ramsay likes it. And his death will probably be the most satisfying death.
Joffrey. What's so crazy? I don't think he's going to die. I think he's going to become a White Walker.
When Joffrey...
Become a White Walker Ramsay.
When Joffrey died, boy, I almost had a party at the house that night. I stopped the TV almost and turned on some music so I could celebrate that. I have never been happier to see anybody die in all of recorded cinema, ever.
The first time...
I knew it was coming.
I knew it was coming on the show. When I read it in the book, I was holding the book with both hands, like gripped fists, reading about Joffrey dying and just going, yes! Die! Like, just... I was so happy because he was the biggest asshole. He's such an asshole that the actor that played him is retiring from acting. Yeah.
Are you serious?
Because everyone hates him and he's tired of it.
Yeah.
So he's just
a history of playing asshole characters.
Yeah.
I'm going to be a doctor.
He's doing something totally different.
He's going to school
He should have come back and be a Bond villain in like 20 years.
That would actually be great.
That'd be dope. He's English, so he's automatically in.
Yeah.
Yeah, come on back, dude.
That's actually a really great idea.
Wow, so he will now, he's just gave up on acting.
Yeah, he quit. He's like, I'm done with people hating me.
It's I would have kind of embraced that a little bit.
I'd have been a heel.
All right, last up, what do y'all think about this with the White Walkers? Like, what do y'all think that's going
to...
We
haven't talked about Jon Snow. We haven't talked about anything that happened.
Okay. We'll do Jon Snow then going to White Walkers.
No. Let's finish.
And we skipped right over.
We need to talk.
No. Since Jon Snow,
we need to talk about everything that happens at the Wall.
Okay, we'll do Wall then White Walkers because obviously we'll go.
Let's do the White Walkers first because the show ended at the Wall. It started at the Wall. It ended at the Wall.
So we started a little bit at the Wall.
So clearly, it's important.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The Wall matters.
So y'all, how do y'all think these White Walkers are going to kind of come into play here?
I think that Jon Snow is the only thing that was protecting them from. I think the wall falls to him now that Jon Snow's gone.
I think that the whole Night Watch gets got.
Yeah, I do too. I think that they all fall underneath what's the guy that
Thorne?
Yeah. I think the whole operation goes up in smoke underneath him.
Mm.
Yeah, I mean, they were on their last legs to begin with.
Yeah, because there's not that many people that's taking a black anymore.
Right.
I think they're going to turn some more people into them and make the army even bigger.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. They almost need to do, like, the prison industrial complex and start just bringing cats down there. Like, you stole some bread. You got to go to the wall. Like, we can build it back up. You know? Because the wall has got nobody there. It's, what, like, 50 people there now? 56 people? And then you got to remember, the wall has got two different spots, too, though. I don't think they really display that as much in the show. Because remember the part where John and them run up on them, those rebels? That's a whole other place they need to protect.
There's a map in the books, and there's like 18 castles. Yeah. And they've only got like two of them occupied, and the rest of it's just sitting there. And so I think you're right. They're just going to blow on through as soon as they've either got the manpower or just show up.
Supposedly, because that horn was the one that... That Mance Rayder has, the horns was the benefit to take down the wall, supposedly, though. But it obviously didn't work. But I just wonder if it was a switcheroo and the White Walkers have it or something.
Maybe it's not if a human blows it. Maybe it's a White Walker that blows it.
So what do y'all think about the White Walker situation?
I don't know. I think, like I said, I think they're going to take over the whole operation. I think that they're going to start to mobilize downwards. I mean, because there's nothing left. There's nothing left of the thing's been... at best, you know, manageable the entire time they've been there. It's done. I mean,
I feel like there was so much buildup, and I've really only seen, like, two great scenes with them, so I'm ready to see more of them.
Yeah. Yeah. It costs a lot of money to do them, though. That's the problem.
Because HBO doesn't have money.
Yeah, dude.
It's a shoestring budget on this show. They're really scraping by.
So, all right, last up, Jon Snow, Melisandre, Davos, the other Frick Fratton, Fricker that's in there with Davos. Don't even know their name.
Dollar Head.
The one dude was a G, though. He was like, "Are we gonna die tonight?" Like, he the one dude that's your homeboy.
I was like, damn, they got Tupac to come back for this episode.
He's like, "We just gonna die tonight. I'm ready to die tonight." Like, damn,
he
hold
looked
up.
At the one dude. Like, you gonna die tonight? He was like,
then like, no. I was planning on actually giving myself up for real. One dude was like, I was planning on giving myself up.
I was about to go to dinner and kick it with everybody else down. No, you were here now. Close the door. Yeah. I don't know, man. That was, I mean, the season, I was glad that the show started exactly where the last season ended. Yeah. I'm glad it wasn't like a time lapse type thing.
Yeah.
You know, rediscovering. Like,
do y'all think that's something with the blood? Because it seemed like in the books, like, you have POV chapters, so you can kind of get into their mind. Do you think that Davos looking at the blood, standing there looking at the blood, means something?
Yeah, I noticed that. They focused on that.
In the book, maybe Davos would have been like, maybe I need to figure out what to do with this, or maybe we can get Melisandre broke. Because I think he already knows that he's going to get Melisandre pull him back. And maybe he's trying to figure out some different ways with it, and just not telling these Frick, Frat, and Fritter, you know, what's going on. It's like, we need to hold this down.
I think he was clearly, that's what you were supposed to realize that he was thinking about, was, mm-hmm. I can fix this. Yeah. Now, he's going to question whether or not it's worth it with her creepy fire sex magic thing, because it's really creepy. But, I think he's probably going to roll the dice on that one.
Creepy fire sex magic.
So, what did y'all think about Melisandre coming out looking like, you know?
I felt kind of bad for her.
Really?
Because okay. I think she really believes in her faith, and everything that she believed in has failed.
Yeah, it made her vulnerable in a different kind of a way.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Or maybe she the whole thing is that maybe she interpreted it wrong, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. It was such a, you could see the letdown in her, you know, coming back from that battle with Stannis. And,
well, no, she didn't even go into the battle.
Well, I mean, she knew the outcome. Yeah. I mean, I guess I'm saying, like, the story coming out of that, you know, like...
And she probably feels bad because she's the one that told him to go ahead and kill his daughter, too, which fucked up everything else, period. She's the one that got Stannis killed, if you want to be for real, because she was like, you got to kill somebody with king's blood. There you go, your daughter.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like, yeah, she's somebody that's been... you know, misstepping. Like, she's been somebody that obviously is, like, you know, kind of wounded by her own sword, if you will, you know, and now she's got to go back and regroup. And that's why I think that the thing that, you know, she went into, like, her true form, if you will, because she had to, like, really face what she is, you know, and then really, you know, go back and regroup and get over it at that point, you know. So, I mean, like, that's, I think she's kind of starting back at point A, and she's going to have to come back now and be like, yo, what are we going to do to right these wrongs? So I think that that's, to me, is where the motivation comes for her to have a vested interest in John still existing.
Well, she knew that he had some sort of power before when she went to him and tried to fuck him.
Yeah,
that's true. Because he was clearly like the one guy that ever told her no.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, he had the power of a cat that was wounded because his only chick had just gotten murked down. And he's like, I'm not ready yet. Yeah, I'm just trying to live my life for a little while. I'm just getting over. I just want to live my life for a little while. Freaky sex, black magic, witch lady. Under any other situation, I would, because it's probably crazy as hell, but I can't. Not right now. And now she respect him because he declined her. And now she's going to bring him back from the dead.
That's then try to have sex with
him. He's going to have to at that point. He's got to at that point. He's obligated. He's got to have sex with her. In the old state.
I thought you were going to say in the old style.
No, in the old state. Like, she got in her old form. He got to have sex with her. He got to
love her back young.
Yeah. Look. She got to take it off, though, and be like, you gotta fuck me regular.
She gotta put it on him.
Yeah, you gotta take it off like, you gotta fuck me regular.
She gotta put it on him.
I'm gonna take my control topos off.
You're
gonna have to go to town.
And he's gonna be like, hold up. You look, I was considering banging you before.
And she gonna take that life out of him. She's gonna make one of them black.
Turn around at least. Shit,
one of those
man,
black cloud zombies gonna come out of her again. And she's gonna make,
you gotta do me missionary too. Ooh. Look me in my eyes. Woo!
He gonna be looking like that chick when you watch that video on the ring.
Hey, and John still ain't gonna be in there for like two episodes. Like, he had to go on a sabbatical and get himself right.
He gonna have to go see Brand.
Brand summoned him. He's like, it's okay.
Yeah,
like,
Brand, you're going to see Brand and be like, you know you ain't have to do that, right?
You could have just came and hollered at me.
You could have came and hollered at me, boss. No, but I mean, I think that her having her reckoning in a way, I think that that's going to kind of switch the side of the battle that she's on, you know? So that's going to kind of make her ally, because if you remember, Davos was like, oh, y'all don't know what this chick can do. Because they was doubting, like, what's she going to do? We need to go get this dire wolf. I know what that's going to do. He like, yeah, go get that wolf if you want to. We need to get this chick on our side, because she's going to really
go be get
the
wildlings real quick, though, to back us up on the back end.
Right. Like, they're about to rally their troops.
But I don't think nobody's going to die, though.
Well, somebody going
to die. I think they're going to die from the white wall. I think that the wildlings going to basically protect whatever her ceremony she's going to do. Like, look here, we finna...
Are the white walkers on the way to the wall right now? I mean,
as far as we can tell, they trashed that northern town.
Yeah, when he escaped all those evacuees.
Why would you live up there?
Why would you live up there?
It's an outstanding question.
Like, why would you live up there?
That's the same reason I ask myself about, like, Canada or Alaska. Like, why would you live up there?
Like, Edmonton.
Yeah. What do you mean, man?
I heard Edmonton is great paper.
You know, you've heard of warmer places, right?
It's like, I'm going to move to the Yukon. Why would I want to move to the Yukon when I can live in Miami?
Well, supposedly those are people there indigenous to the area, though, too. And that they were, like, beefing with... They were trying to, like, infringe on taking over parts of...
Yeah, I guess they just don't let him south of that wall.
Yeah, like, and they were trying to get out. They was, like, basically, like, no. Well, this Westeros people, though, y'all stay out there cold and shit. You know, we gonna protect this, and you all good.
I guess what that's supposed to be a metaphor for is Hadrian's Wall, that used to wall off Scotland, like, back in, like, 900 or whatever it was. And that was just, like, where they set up shop, and it's like, you don't come from any farther south. You have to stay up there, where it's, like, rocky and shitty, and you can't grow anything. Mm. So I guess that's, like, kind of the metaphor. But.
Yeah, and then because Mance Rayder was a member of the Night's Watch, too, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. He basically left because he wasn't feeling what was going on and everything, because he was high-ranking, too. And he got cool with the Wildlings, you know, because they've been beefing with the Wildlings for hundreds of years.
Mm-hmm.
And so
it's kind of like they forgot what they were really there for because of the Wildlings.
Yeah, because they were there to protect them from the White Walkers was the whole thing. But they're like, well, you need Wildlings too, though, man. They can bring their chicks, you know, and we'll have sex with them, you know.
Fringe benefits.
Yeah, you know, and it's also those towns, though, too, that are part of Westeros. They protected, though, because that's where Big Boy's Girl comes from, one of those little smaller towns.
Mm. Like up north?
Yeah, but they're still a part of Westeros.
Yeah.
So it's like they're protecting those too, and this is...
Oh, yeah,
So you got those little areas, and it's just, you
like,
know.
Like, oh, Crestor's Keep.
Yeah, Crestor's Keep, yeah. So you got those little areas they're protecting, and I don't know, man. I was thinking, like, what if Jon Snow came back as a black man? And like, he's fucked up. Like, on, y'all remember some like, movie, Soul Man, like, as, movie Soul Man, like, where he came back as like, and black, but he was still white, but his had dark skin.
What if he came back as like Chadwick Boseman or like Michael B. Jordan?
No, that's John him. No, it's more him. But he just took the pills. Have you ever seen the movie Soul Man?
Yeah.
Yeah. And he took the pill. I'm talking about literally know. Just brown. But he still got this Jon Snow hair.
Like the same actor.
Yeah,
like
the same actor. Same
like a blackface.
I was like, I'm pretty sure that's
have you,
kind of
have you seen? I hope you've seen.
It'd be horrible.
I hope you've seen.
Great at the same time. You can tell me that would be great. There you go. It'd be horrible and great at the same time. You can't tell me you'd be like, you'd be offended, but you would be like, this is kind of dope at the same time.
He would
time.
Be like Robert Downey in Tropic Thunder.
There you go. There
I'm you a go. Dude playing a dude. There's actually another dude. Yeah. Something like Jon Snow sound
the
like
original
that
man.
Like, the original man, Jon Snow. He got to change his name from Snow.
He's like Jaquan.
No,
Jaquan.
My name is Jaquan now. Jaquan Snowdean. Because you know he had like a little French last name
Janine,
or something. No,
Jaquan Snow Jenkins.
Snow Jenkins.
I'm the real Black Crow.
So what is everybody's predictions for next week before we get out of here?
I think Bran's going to be on the next episode. I hope. I'm ready for him to come back.
Yeah, he's an interesting character. He's an interesting character.
I think they're going to keep us hanging with Jon. I don't think they're going to do much more with him.
Jon ain't coming back to like episode 5.
Yeah.
I think that you're going to see Dany go to the temple.
Yeah, to where all the widows go to.
Yeah. Yeah, she's going to go to that temple next time. I think that they're going to continue to track that dragon down, too. The dragon's out there somewhere.
Yeah. Oh, man, I just thought about it. What if she uses those widows to get other Dharaki tribes involved?
Ah, I bet.
That just hit me then.
That's a good call. That's a great call.
It just hit me then, like, well, you still got plug with your other tribe, though. We can go out here and still, you know, do some things.
Yeah. Yeah. They're sending her to, like, the
yeah, similar to the Army Recruitment Center, and she's coming in as a captain.
As you can sign up.
Sign on up.
Come on back.
She's gonna be in Civil War next weekend. Danny's gonna be on Team Cap in the Civil War next weekend.
Oh, that does start next weekend.
It's next week. Next weekend. Tyler, what are your thoughts? Oh, do you have more?
No, I'll shoot off with anybody else.
Yeah, I think that's right. Davos is gonna, or the guy that they sent is gonna come back with the Wildlings. That's probably going to... There's going to be a standoff there. Probably.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to be Bloodshot. I think it's standoff. Even though I do want to see the giant dude show up, though. Yeah. Yeah.
Well, hopefully...
Because he got to sit somewhere.
Hey, he be talking reckless.
And he's going
to
sit on the...
He's got to find a house to sit in.
Hey, he talks so reckless to everybody. He might be my favorite character.
I mean, his brother got killed in the couple episodes before that.
He was eating, dog. He looked down at the dude. What the fuck are you looking at? And I was like, he's
dude,
real.
That dude that got his brother just got killed, though. What, season before that, actually. His brother got killed. Yeah. And he's the only one left of his kind.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I'm hoping for more Tyrion next. We saw, two scenes?
Well, next week...
He did a walk and talk. It was like he was on West Wing. He did, like, a walk and talk with Varys. And then it was over.
I think Jaime's going to the Sparrow next week.
Oh. Yeah.
I think
to
Jaime's...
Holler at him, like, I need to holler at you, pimp.
Like, hey, we got some things we need to talk about.
Yeah, that's a good call.
I think he's gonna go up there and we're gonna start to set the seeds for some issues.
I never understood how the Skrulls had so much power though. Like, yo, like I'm gonna bring this Lannister.
It's like the Vatican. It's literally the Vatican.
And they had the people though too though. And if you ever seen the previews, they have I forgot the actor that's playing the High Sparrow. He's talking and saying that they can't control us because we control the people. We had the people to have our back.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you got to think how much happy people were though when Cersei was walking through there for that walk of shame shit. They was loving it, like hell yeah! I wanted somebody to get out just and piss on her. That would have been even better though. Somebody just stood out there and just pissed on her, and you just saw a stream. You didn't have to see the penis.
I
did
even do that.
See a stream.
I didn't even do that.
Come out and hit her in her face.
I didn't even do that. That was digital.
Speaking of buckets of shit on her or something, you know, they didn't really get no. Because in the book, they were real gangster with it though. They was throwing all kind of stuff at her. They was saving up shit like, man, I've been saving this shit for Cersei, though, for at least 5 years.
Yeah.
I've
been eating bad food for 2 weeks. It's pouring into buckets.
Cersei coming out, she give me 10 seconds. Let me go take this shit. I'm going to let this out. This bucket going
to
be real nice.
I think Jaime goes to see the Sparrow next week. I don't know if... Where's I don't know what's up with Sansa and Brienne.
I think they're gonna rally other
Brienne's characters. Brienne's character spends most of her story time walking through forest on horseback.
I mean, shit, fighting. In the book, she's dead. Halfway down there in the book, shit.
It
lives off of her being hanging.
What's
hung.
The? Let me.
Her and Podrick were getting hung.
Yeah, I think that was maybe a fake.
Get out of it though, because it just switched so fast. So
yeah, I mean, literally, they're like hanging by their necks.
Oh no, getting hung.
Cuts the scene.
What do you think next week?
Man, I think that the High Sparrow is gonna flip Jaime to understand it, and that's what's gonna be the rift. And then him be like, "Damn, you kind of right." Like how somebody's giving like a spiritual awakening, they walk and he's like, "You know, this is it." And then he go back to like, "Well, shit, you did fuck up, you know."
But how is Jaime any more innocent or not guilty than her? Jaime should be.
He didn't lie about nothing though, besides killing the king, and he even admitted to that in front of people.
Well, yeah, but they haven't asked him about that other issue yet either, though.
But that's still this conjecture, though. The only reason why is it that the other one was okay? Oh, the only reason the other one was permissible was because she brought the shit to court, though, for old girl.
Oh, that's true.
And it opened up the whole bag of eggs, though, and everything, because she brought up the court that whole thing. So that stuff's admissible. It's kind of like in court, like, isn't that admissible? You brought up that you knew, the reason you knew is because of this person. Mm-hmm. The thing was, I mean, I have two lawyers in here, you know. That may make no sense to me. Matt, too, like, he's feeling me. Maybe he's a part-time lawyer in his mind, too.
I've spent a fair amount of time.
I mean, no. Yo, because wasn't it the only reason that they knew, he's like, because I knew because of my cousin or something? Wasn't that the reason that she knew about them banging?
Yeah, the cousin owned up to it. Like,
no, but I'm saying, but he knew about the gay love, though, somehow. He was the one that told her or something.
Oh.
Because that was his boy or something like that, wasn't it?
Yeah.
And that's what opened up the bag of eggs, I thought.
Was he Robert Kardashian?
Yeah. Yeah. And then that's what I think opened up the bag of eggs. It was like, well, this is a missing. I don't know. Does it sound good? It
sounds like. No, maybe we can. Can of worms?
Can of worms. Yeah. Bag of eggs, you know, maybe the bag of eggs are split.
I knew what he was talking about.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, but.
It sounds like something else gonna hatch from the eggs, too.
Yeah, but okay, I think it's gonna be so hard to prove that those kids are Jamie's that they don't even matter at this point.
Well, it's not like they're running DNA tests.
Yeah, it's like the point. You know, you just gotta take their word for it, you know. I think Robert didn't think that was new as kids either, though.
Nah.
Yeah.
What character that I want to see come as Gendry, though? Where's Gendry at?
That's a good question.
Oh, yeah.
He did kind of just disappear.
Yeah, because he just went off on the boat, though. We don't know where he went.
I think I want Benjen to come back.
Well, that's what we're talking about, though. Yeah.
But here's the thing. I think he's a White Walker now.
Well, isn't
is he the Knights, is he the Walker King, though?
I think he's the Walker King.
Damn. But
isn't What's-His-Face's sister coming back, too?
Who?
Is it Theon's sister?
Yeah, she's coming back. Yeah, because they don't hold thing to Iron Islands yet. Because they're bringing her uncle, too, which is pretty gangster. Euron.
It's like,
Euron Greyjoy.
Asha or something like
Asha.
That?
Yes, Asha. Because she's, like, dead in the books, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, like, she died.
She had
like,
a different name, too.
She died in the books. But, yeah, man, so we ready for next week, everybody. I'm pretty excited for next week.
When are we going to see the mountain again? I'm looking forward to that.
Why do you like the mountains?
I really like them. Maybe because I like the actor.
Hmm. I was hoping it. I knew
strongest man in the world.
Is he?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Set the record. But set the all-time record in strongman competitions.
Yeah.
Like, ever.
But he has a little Pomeranian.
Seriously?
Yeah.
Of course.
You have to post that picture along with your...
It must look like a. It must look like a mouse next to him.
Yeah, dude, I'll show you. It's so funny.
This is my thing with the mouse. They recasted that character like 5 times, and that's no lie.
Has it been the same person?
No, it hasn't. It's been 2 other mountains.
Really?
This is the third mountain is the one that we saw.
I don't think so.
The first season, go back and look at the first season, he's like Matt Hype. And then they like got another dude.
That's when he was.
And then they got the dude that's super, super big. That's not the original mountain.
That's hilarious.
You gotta let people know how big I really am in real life. Because
you're like
over
6 foot, right?
Because I'm like 7'3" over here.
Right. Oh, speaking of the Clegane family, though, is the hound coming back?
That's another, because then there's a character in the books that people think was with the clock watcher, right?
Well, they kind of left him for dead.
Yeah.
And you never
saw
anything of it.
But they said the character, was it the clock watcher? I can't remember in the books, but there's a character that people think that is the hound.
I think it's hope they bring him back, because I love that actor. He's hilarious.
Yeah,
oh,
he's
I like
hilarious.
Him too.
He's hilarious. So, you know, hey, everybody.
What do you think he'll come back and do, though? I'm sorry.
No.
Take care of Arya?
Whatever he wants. I don't care.
What if he just... What if him and Brienne get together?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
that kid would be gangster though. That kid would be 7'9".
And now Chuck Norris is on
That baby coming out 4 feet tall out the womb. Like, damn, he's bigger than Tyrion already. Yeah, shit.
Yeah, he's coming out with a beard.
Because in the book, because the thing, you know, in the books, he's the mountain's brother.
Hound is
the mountain's brother. He got that burn from the mountain.
Hold his face over a flame and did all that to him.
Yeah. Yeah. And he's super small to him, and he's like 6'10 in the book. He's 6'10, but shit, the mountain's like 8 foot.
Yeah, the mountain's 8 feet tall, they said. He says he's little compared to him at 6'10, 7 feet tall. Like,
you can't even find nobody 8 foot. They're gonna be dick dead though.
There's nobody 8 feet tall.
No, like even if you are like 7'7", you die at like 45. So like, you know, it's hard to find.
We need to treasure Yao Ming while we have him.
That's true. Because he's gonna die anytime now. He's on watch. He is, man. Your body isn't supposed to be over, they say like over 6'7". Like, your body strictly can't handle.
There's like a ratio.
Yeah, your body can't handle. That's why Shrek is always got bad knees.
Okay, I take it back. I'm not 7'3". I am actually 6'1". 6 foot half, round up to 6'1".
Hey, well, thank y'all for listening to our Game of Thrones recap. Next week, Raven, you will be out of town?
I'll be out of town next week. I'll be in trial.
Good luck with that.
Good luck.
You got to select a bookmark.
For me?
Yeah, you gotta get a stand-in person.
All right. Want it to be another female?
Yeah. All right,
let me think about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah, you know, we spice it up. We need to, you know, we don't want it all of us because we need the woman's perspective.
We can marry her off too.
That's very true. That'd be real quick too.
I like that though. Bookmark. That was good.
Diana, fine. So we'll be real quick. We can go out right outside though. We
like here in this neighborhood?
No.
That's not a good look to take a lady out on a stoop.
All
that's
right. Very true.
You got Wardell from Quick Trip for me. Who you got for Diana?
Ooh.
We got to get.
What does Diana kind of like though?
We got to get Lou Vesta from
Lou Vesta.
We got to get
Lou Vesta.
We got to get Lou Vesta from the burger shop from Miami Grill.
Ooh. But he's got to own the Miami Grills, though, because we got to give him a certain standard.
Oh, if he owns Miami Grill, his name's probably like Hector or something. It's like
yeah, that's true. They are Hector. Okay.
We got to find a Lou Vesta. We got to go.
What
like
about
Mr. Fish or something like that?
The assistant, the district manager for London and Sons.
District manager? Wait, where's the district at for London and Sons?
It's three of them.
So the district is literally around one building.
No, not one building. You got Martha King and Skinker. I mean,
you want the district manager of Skinker to go out
with
Diana?
No. He's got more than one store. He's got that one, the one on Chambers, and then it's one more.
It's still?
Yeah, it's three London and Sons.
Well, I know the people that I know. We'll work on that.
I'm sorry, Diana.
But the London and Sons family don't own it no more.
No, I know.
Yeah, the London Sons. So somebody on Friday, I'm assuming they own it.
Yeah. Yeah.
They own in London and Sons.
Well, she can't mess with him then. Complications.
All right, not in London and Sons. We have to find this store though. Hold on. Let me
get some.
Lou District Best. Manager Popeyes?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. I'm gonna look up how much they make.
Okay. Yeah. Find that out first. Okay.
And he probably that's important. Yeah, he doesn't even probably smell like chicken for real. He probably so gangster. He probably make the manager come outside and talk to him if he wanted to get smell like.
Yeah, he's probably not going outside.
he meets his managers like, outside, like
laying down to the window of his car.
He goes to the drive-thru.
bring a box of biscuits out here and meet me in the parking lot.
He goes to the drive-thru
and he eats like a half of a biscuit on the hood of his Mercedes and just throws the rest of them on the ground. Like I was saying.
There we go. Text Diana. District manager of Popeyes.
All
right. I want to be down with. I want to hang with y'all men. I want to be best friends with free gas, free chicken, free biscuits. These are dudes we need to keep getting our lives.
This is a circle of influence I want to be a part of.
All we need left is like a liquor store, a couple of liquor store owners, and we good. We got everything we need in life.
We are on if we get that.
Who else we got left in your crew? Tiffany. Tiffany, liquor store owner. Owners, he got a couple of them.
Like three of them.
What was it? What's the packaged liquor man? All them packaged liquors. That's
PX.
The PX owner. Cause you know he owned a couple of them.
There's like three PXs.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Though he owned all of them. It's a dude named Rollo.
No bullshit. He went to high school with my mom.
Oh, there's, no. Wait a minute. There's two Randalls.
Randall, you Randall, like Randall Johnson or something?
Yeah.
Randall,
I think I know him.
Friar Tuck.
Friar Tuck. Is that a restaurant?
That's a liquor store.
Yeah, I mean, no. That sounds too above, you know. So that's a little bit. He gonna have a little bit of airs. He ain't gonna be down to earth or nothing for me.
Don't, limit her.
No, I want to go in there and be like, I need 40 St. Ives bottles for a 90s party, and he'd be like, cool, I got them on deck. Come through Thursday.
Come to my house and get that.
No, it's about 40 of them. I wanna recreate the Ain't Energy thing video where you open up the refrigerator and there's all 40 sitting in the refrigerator.
That's such an amazing shot.
That's what I want to recreate. I'm trying to do this. And you have to pre-order the 40.
I just moved into my place and I haven't went grocery shopping yet. I literally could put.
Does your fridge have removable shelves?
Yeah.
Because cool. That's the only way you can do it. You got to remove
the
shelves.
You got to take the shelves out.
I've got the freezer. Did you text Diana and let her know?
No, I'll text her.
Yeah, let her know. So Diana, you think she'll be able to do it for us next week?
We'll see. I'll ask her.
Or Tiffany. Tiffany could take the Popeye's King too.
She works.
Don't let her listen to this before you get her
to sign. We're going to edit this part out.
Yeah. Yeah, edit all of this out. Just turn it off.
It's all his friends talking. But thank y'all for listening. We will see y'all next week though. I'm definitely keeping this in. See y'all next week. Appreciate y'all for listening. Peace.